Peacemaker Hero Mark Duller by Wendy Jewell from the My Hero Project. The 2013 International Children's Peace Prize was recently awarded to 16-year-old Malala Yousafzai, the Pakistani girl who stood up to the Taliban in her country over the rights of girls to an education. It almost cost her life, but 1 year after being targeted and shot by Taliban gunmen on her way home from school, Malala stands as a beacon of light and hope for children everywhere who just want to go to school. On this historic night, Malala dedicated her award on behalf of all of the children in the world who are trying to go to school and all of those parents who are overcoming fear and intimidation or cultural opposition to give their sons and daughters the chance of an education. Her speech sometimes became very emotional, especially when she touched on the attack, and she went on to say, "In my home country of Pakistan, the Taliban uses terror to try and stop girls going to school. I was just one target for their violence. There are many others whose names are not known. It is for them that we must continue our campaign to ensure that all children in the world have the chance to go to school." Each year, the International Children's Peace Prize is given by an adult Nobel laureate, and in Malala's case, she received her prize from Yemeni Nobel Peace Prize laureate Tawakkol Karman, who called Malala my hero, saying, "You have become an inexhaustible source of inspiration to millions of girls." So how did this inspiring prize launched in 2005 come into being? My hero recently interviewed the founder of the International Children's Peace Prize, Mark Duller, in the Netherlands. What motivated you to start Kids' Rights and then the International Children's Peace Prize? During my travels for my job as TV producer, I ended up visiting a refugee camp in Sierra Leone in the beginning of 2003. Although I already had seen children in situations of extreme poverty, neglect, and little hope before, here, in this camp, my heart broke. I saw the corpses of children being thrown on a truck for burial outside of the camp. I immediately called my wife and said, "Enough is enough. We have to do something." As such, I launched Kids' Rights in the summer of 2003. In 2004, I saw on TV how Ms. Wangari Maathai received the Nobel Peace Prize. I thought to myself, there should be a Junior Nobel Peace Prize, because in my travels I'd seen many courageous children helping others, claiming their rights and claiming a world of peace and justice. And so my journey began. The International Children's Peace Prize was launched by Kids' Rights during the 2005 World Summit of Nobel Peace Laureates chaired by Mikhail Gorbachev. Since then, the prize has been presented every year by a Nobel Peace Prize laureate. How has winning the prize changed the lives of those who have won to date? I guess it's best to ask the winners themselves. Yet Chalai Mycroft, the winner in 2011, said during the award ceremony of September 6, "Winning the prize has given me a platform to do my activism in a way that's going to reach a lot more people. It gives me a global platform, which is very cool." This is the aim of the prize, to give these children a worldwide platform to speak up and draw the attention to the children's rights the winners strive to achieve. The project fund that is invested by Kids' Rights in projects that are closely connected to the winner's area of work concretely contributes to the well-being of vulnerable children. Can anyone nominate a child for this award? Absolutely. You've met some amazing human beings, I'm sure. Who is your hero and why? Desmond Tutu is my hero because during the apartheid regime, he had the courage to stand up for the oppressed. Still today, he's the moral leader who dares to confront people and make an appeal on their humanity and compassion. At the same time, he forgives and asks for reconciliation. I asked Archbishop Tutu personally to become a patron of Kids' Rights and the International Children's Peace Prize. I'm grateful he said yes. At our introduction, he captured the essence of our work and the Children's Peace Prize as follows. So Kids' Rights is giving a voice to the voiceless. What do you have to say to kids around the world who are in intolerable situations? Try to unite with other children who are suffering and try to raise your voice together so that you will be heard. Someone, somehow, will listen to you. Never give up hope. If the people lead, if the children lead and raise their voice, eventually the leaders will follow. How is your work going as children's ombudsman? As the first children's ombudsman in the Netherlands appointed by the parliament, I experienced the past years as a pioneering period. We managed to set a number of important children's rights issues high on the agenda, such as child abuse, poverty, and the right to be heard in court. As a result, a national task force against child abuse and an anti-poverty program for cities has been established. Also, support by the judiciary for a dedicated advocate of children in court has been attained. If you had the attention of the world for 5 minutes, what would you do or say? I would give the floor to our Children's Peace Prize winners to tell their stories, and I would ask the world, please listen to them. If they can change and move the world into a better place, we can all do it. Please stand up and make a difference at home, in your street, at school, in your community. We all together are the United Nations. Please ask yourself, what can I do? Thank you, Mark Dillard, for all you do and for, as your hero Desmond Tutu said, giving a voice to the voiceless.